Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And judging by the way you two were here bright and early with rabbit ears on, it's going to be a fun, fun show for us and the listeners and the callers. Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
Is it? Is it going to be fun?
I think so.
I think it will be, too. Obviously, we're going to have a little bit to talk about today. We have
a lot to talk about.
Some football to talk about today.
A lot to talk about.
We have some basketball to talk about today. We have some legal procedures to talk about today. So a little bit of pretty much everything that's in line with the last
few
years.
We got some throwbacks we're going to address today.
Okay, some throwbacks we're going to address today.
And Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
None too much. Busy day, guys. I understand. And before we get into the meat of some of the stuff you're going to talk about, hey, congratulations to your cousin, Cameron Maben. He's going to the New York Mets and maybe going to get some quality playing time.
Hey, Cam, still hanging in there. What is this, year 17 or 18?
Who has he not played for?
That's what I was going to say. He's been on every team, right?
Which is, I mean, that's a good thing because that means in baseball,
so,
yeah.
Does that mean a demand for a Maben Mets jersey?
My cousin is right across the street right now, and he's a big-time Mets fan. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, he's not getting my jersey, so.
No, absolutely not. No, I mean, it has, I mean, I was just letting you know. It right. Really has nothing to do with anything, but yeah, he is a Mets fan.
Nick's a big Mets
no,
fan.
No, the next call when I talk to Cousin Cam, I don't mind a Mets jersey at all.
I could rock a Mets hat. I don't mind the Mets.
Right.
Yeah, I never really mind the Mets.
You never crossed any negative negative.
No, I went and watched the Mets and the Reds play. Fans were good. Like I don't mind the Mets. I like the color scheme, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I can get down with this one. This is a lot better than the Cubs. That was a gag worthy.
We talk about how many teams he's been on, but he's always been on a playoff contender, I feel like, at least for the last few years. You know, he's been that savvy veteran that every – playoff team who needs that final piece just picks him up and he just fits perfectly and he goes.
Right, that's what I was going to say. I mean, that to his credit, that's by design. It's like if you're a good team, okay, maybe he's past the point where, okay, I'm going to necessarily take him and build around him.
Right.
But if I'm a good team, like, that's the guy.
He's a good teammate you can throw in there and get you through the dog days, get you through the, you know, if we got a good team.
Is? Basketball-wise, he's like a Trevor Ariza or somebody like that who's a quality player, always on being moved around to like contenders, is always on a playoff team, somebody like that.
I could do Cameron Maben, Trevor Ariza comparisons.
Yeah,
that works. Okay, so Steve.
Yeah, 38-31, 93-9.
38-31.
Why does the first text I look at say Wheeler gets whizzed on? I need context from that. That was last night at 7:50.
Okay, but here's the thing. This is what we got to do, Steve. Before we get started, let me just tell everybody right now. Joseph, this show is dedicated to Joseph. Joseph, who sent me my an email. I want everybody to know that any kind of sanity you get today is thanks to Joseph. He sent me a nice email either last night or this morning. You know, just kind of gave me a little bit of perspective, so everybody out.
Okay,
you know, you get your nice email. Shout out, yeah, you put me in a good headspace, Joseph. Thank you so much. So everybody, Shout out to Joseph for today's show.
You actually shared that with me, which means I knew that it was it got your attention.
It did get my attention.
We all could now don't overstep, but we all could use that every once in a while.
With that being said, Joseph, let's
first text Dino. Not like this.
Now, that's a good listener of the show. Not like this.
Not like
Dino.
This.
Dino.
Not like this.
Okay. Okay. So, here's the thing. This is what I wanted to do before I even said the name Dino Gaudio today.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I wanted to talk about a big picture thing.
Okay.
Big picture thing about culture. Culture. Culture, 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 culture. Of the University of Louisville program, mm-hmm. culture surrounding it, culture on the inside. I wanted to just make a kind of do a definition of culture in general.
Okay.
Actually, Brian, can you look up the definition, the textbook definition of culture really quick, please?
Culture, got it.
Yeah, culture. It, you know, it's the
culture.
It's the intertwinings and attitudes
like
and
the culture club.
And shit. What do you know about a culture club?
Come.
Fair enough. Yeah. What you got for us, Brian?
Okay, hold on. It's a lot of writing here. Let's see. And I'm reading from a distance. It says, the arts and other manifestations of human intellectual achievement regarded collectively, the customs, arts, social institutions, and achievements of a particular nation, people, or other social group.
I like those.
It's a good one.
Now, let's put the word for future usage, toxic culture.
Okay.
Biggest fear in the world, if you're a Louisville fan, is hearing the word toxic culture.
Sure.
Right? So this is one of the nastiest words you can say, mm-hmm. you know? Toxic culture and that word, especially in the sports world, it affects us all, right?
Yeah.
And I want to make sure everybody knows or agrees with our general definition of toxic culture. A toxic culture in a team. What causes toxic culture in a team? Treating players different.
Mm-hmm.
Unfair. Listen, a player on your team whose parent pays more money, like is a booster of the high school.
Right.
You know, the parent whose dad is has a political office or something like that. At the earliest levels, the unfair treatment in amongst teams, right? This player doesn't get in trouble because he spazzes. You know, would you agree that inside of every organization, the unfair treatment is like the start, is the seed, is one of the original seeds of toxic culture?
Yes.
On any team I've ever been on.
Yes. Ron, no, Ron, absolutely.
Would you say that?
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
In any team.
Any sport. Team.
Right.
Okay. Would you say that's as far as the workplace?
Sure.
You know, if somebody can get away with something, you know, above their pay grade or, you know,
yeah,
and absolutely. One person can't. That's the start of toxic culture, right?
100%.
Societal things. Mm-hmm. They become toxic when certain groups are being, you know.
Yeah.
Getting away with things other groups. So we're just getting our base definition.
Sure. I don't get the context there.
Of toxic. Look, you understood the team.
I just want all the smoke today.
Listen, you understood the teams and the workplace.
I don't get it.
And that's where you draw the line at.
I don't get
you
it.
You don't understand about community. Okay.
I've never felt like somebody was getting more than I was.
So let's just establish that that's a definition okay. today.
No, that's a really good that's a good definition, I think, because I think that brings it, like what Brian read was good, but you kind of hear that and it's like, okay, let me put that together. But what you just said kind of brings it down to layman's terms a little bit.
Okay.
In multiple areas of life.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
And I wanted to establish a definition of toxic culture before sure. we brought up the name Dino Gaudio.
Okay.
So the name Dino Gaudio is mm-hmm. on the table.
Okay.
Steve, at 10:15 on Wednesday, what do you think when you hear the name Dino Gaudio? 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. What is your opening statements on the conversation that is Dino Gaudio?
Well, the opening statement would be what, as far as like my just my overall feeling or the situation?
The situation.
Okay, the situation. The situation is, and I hate to do this because I come off as such a hard, you know what, sometimes. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm going to say this, kind of empathize with him.
Mm-hmm.
And because I said, dude, you made a really bad choice. And you may really go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Like federal prison.
Mm-hmm. That's where you're at 10:15.
Yeah, and I was, and it was more of, I mean, I'm just doing straight from the hip. Like this is where my mind goes.
Emotion. Yeah, you're talking emotion. Now.
Emotion goes, because I'm like, you were upset, and that was really one of those, because we're all so close. We're all one, you know. Hey, Drew. Hey, man, forget you. Yeah. And you know what? If you don't give me my this and this pay, then I'm going to tell everybody that you did this and this.
No, see, we're not all one step away.
Maybe it's just me. Sorry, Drew. No. Right. Drew's in the car now like, what is Rami saying?
No, listen.
I know nothing.
But I know what I'm saying. Just like, emotionally, okay, put it this way. You have a general empathy for people here because you try to figure out if I were in their shoes.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
So
right now.
So then I immediately went to, and don't worry, y'all. I'm going to get a little more savage in a second. But then immediately I go to, man, this dude, you know, okay, you had this. You got a wife. You're 60-some years old. I imagine she's probably like, oh, my God. I mean, when you're 60-some years old and had health issues like he did, hell, I mean, 2 years is.
Listen.
Right?
Steve.
Yeah.
I was you yesterday.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes.
Right.
Max.
See, and let me rephrase this, because the question you asked me, I kind of answered as immediate reaction. Mm-hmm. So I kind of answered your question wrong, because that was more my immediate reaction. Mm-hmm. So I guess I did answer your question kind of wrong. It was hard for me to go there and then go back to that. No,
because I was going to say. Because
I agree. I'm a little different now.
Listen, the more I did what you did, the angrier I got.
Right.
I got so angry. The more I listen to people ask me questions like, do you think he was struggling with no? Mm-hmm. Stop. No.
Yep.
I don't care what comes after the you are extorting the University of Louisville and the head coach and the department. The reason I brought up toxic culture today, people, is because I want you to look at a big picture. And let me make this disclaimer right now. My feelings are my feelings of honesty. They are in no way, shape, form, or fashion. If I have an opinion on somebody else's attitude or somebody else's, listen, I'm not saying they can't do their job. I'm not saying they're you know, maybe I could be wrong about my impression of people, but this is how I see life and I see the environment that I'm in. When it comes to media, when it comes to being a former athlete at the University of Louisville and alum, these are my feelings from my perspective. They're right, but if you think they're wrong, then you'll figure out that I'm right later on.
Right.
Point being, I went through the gamut of discovering information about Dino Gaudio, you know, and what I mean is discovering, reading what the case was, what happened, you know, what's being reported, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. The other thing is my feelings on the moment it was rumored that Dino Gaudio would not be retained.
Yeah.
I got opinions and I got feelings that come out of that department.
Right.
And Steve, I went through every single layer of coach Mac Dino Gaudio relationship,
mm-hmm.
Dino Gaudio University of Louisville relationship, what he did as a coach. I went through every one of those things, and I did it layer by layer by layer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you a macro perspective, everybody listening,
sure,
a macro perspective on why I talked about the definition of toxic culture. There is toxic culture, but it's not on the University of Louisville campus. There is toxic culture, but it's here, but it's not on this campus. And I've been saying it, and this is my opinion. The inequities of the way you cover the University of Louisville is the beginning of toxic culture. When I say somebody in the media will not say this about Kentucky on a DUI, you will not retweet something about a Kentucky DUI 10 times, and you will do that for Louisville. That is where you say, if you say Louisville has a toxic culture, that's where it starts. Culture is an outside impression. And when the narrative is controlled with an outside impression, that's what makes something toxic. If I tell you that Coach Mack he gave a promotion to a guy, he retained a guy, a good coach, and he hired a guy outside the box who was touted by NBA players as an outside, you know, offensive genius.
Right.
And the story you report is Coach Mack had to fire his two closest friends and humble himself.
Yeah.
And it's a repeated behavior towards the University of Louisville. If I know that if a transfer went to the University of Kentucky, and I know for a fact that you would not put a picture of him getting the ball stolen by a Louisville player. I know for a fact, being in media for as long as I have, I know for a fact that picture would not fly. I know the constant barraging on a story about the University of Kentucky would not be tolerated.
Yeah.
That's where toxicity starts. So the only empathetic moment that I had is, and this is going to knock people's socks off, when I heard and when I finally arrived at this realization, Steve, it was earth-shattering. It rocked my world. Marcus, I literally said this to myself.
Yeah.
I said, Marcus, of course he extorted Louisville. Mm-hmm. Of course he attempted to extort Louisville.
Because he knew it was.
Because he knew toxic culture around this school would allow it to happen and would back him up.
Right.
Steve, there's a story about a masseuse having sex with Ohio State college football players. You know what that story turned into, Steve?
I do.
It turned into a predatory masseuse trying to have sex to fulfill her sexual desires with college students and trying to extort them. That same story, when I said Katina Powell was trying to hook her daughters up with college athletes, right? No, it was college athletes just being savages.
Yeah.
It wasn't a 36-year-old predatory woman trying to do that. The exact same type of stories. Yeah. Predators.
With her own children.
With their own children facing federal charges.
Right.
When I say toxic, the culture of toxic is the way we're describing and we're talking about Louisville. First thing Nate Huber says to me, Louisville coach extortion. Yeah. Louisville coach facing extortion charges.
Mm-hmm.
That's a toxic situation. It would not be tolerated. There was Tom Jurich's number 1, 2, 3, and 4 gripe. To remove that kind of toxic, it's outside of the University of Louisville. They can do everything right, Steve.
Yeah.
They can literally do everything right. The reason you have a compliance staff is to identify and constantly improve of everybody. You wouldn't have classes if everybody was just supposed to read the rule book and that was just the rule book, you wouldn't have a class every semester about the changes to the NCAA rules and all these things. Like I said, the threats.
You got to test. I mean, that's what Ross McMahon said. You got to take a test.
Yeah. But the threats of what violations are, that's another conversation.
Sure.
What I'm saying right now is when it's okay to barrage. Mm-hmm. One side of this aisle and not the other. The credibility is not in Louisville. The credibility is the surrounding parties in Louisville. And when you talk about Dino Gaudio, for me to arrive at the place, Steve, of when, again, I'll revisit the spot where he was first rumored to be getting let go. Mm-hmm. And the people who I was hearing these things from are the same people who didn't seem happy with Mac from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yo, people who can't wait to tell me, who supports a coach, people who can't wait to tell me, oh, man, some stuff is going down. Some guys are not happy. No, I mean, not enough for me to take it and run with it.
Yeah.
You know? So much so where I tell people, Steve, stop it.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what because something being leaked to you is being leaked to you to get back to me on purpose. You're being used as a conduit. That's toxic culture. He's using toxic tentacles, you know, for early leverage to plant seeds of doubt in this conversation.
Sure.
If you know Dino and you love Dino Gaudio and you say this is an isolated incident, you're making my point that you're the problem surrounding the University of Louisville.
Sure.
He comes here with a clean record, a perfectly. This is what happens. College students, you start off in high school, you're a good student, you're Marcus Maben, and you're sitting on a bench. Mm-hmm. In the first semester of your college life, right? Mm-hmm. The 5-minute bell rings, right? The 5-minute bell to get to class rings. Ding, 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 ding. Mm-hmm. Marcus Maben gets up, grabs his bag, mm-hmm. looks around at everybody else. I know y'all got class too. Like, what y'all doing? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, again, I love my boys. We weren't the best about getting up and going to class and being on class. Right, my college teammates. That moment shifted my focus to, I got to get to class, to, man, ain't nobody, you know, like, you know. And, yeah. And again, I'm making that example to say, oh, Dino's like, man, this environment, if I want some sympathy votes, you know, all I got to do is talk to. They leak a couple things, and before you know it, pressure's back on Mac.
Right.
It's toxic environment. Why do you think the threat said, first thing it said, leak to the media? Did that stand out on you?
I don't want to dive too much in because I knew you had somewhere you want to go with this, so I don't want to dive and cut too much into that, but that's where I wanted to say.
Go there.
Was Dino, not only does he know the local.
Yes.
He knows the ESPN angle as well.
Yes.
Let me read you a tweet from Myron Metcalf from ESPN. This tweet came out this morning at 9:11 a.m. Louisville got extorted yesterday by a former assistant coach and a former ESPN employee. Myron Metcalf, who has 32,000 followers. Mm-hmm. For a decade, people have been telling me that that Kentucky is going to get caught for all the things that have actually happened at Louisville. Funny how that works. What the hell does this got to do with anything as far as a violation? You know what I'm saying? Like we're talking about a former assistant coach extorting the head coach at the University of Louisville. Like, but Dino, that's the problem. He knows when people roll their eyes at us when we say, yeah, that Davis Scott thing is an issue. Like, Louisville don't get the same coverage nationally.
Right.
Yeah, like there's a problem there. When Chris Mack gets on there and says, this guy called ESPN and got our game changed.
Tried.
Well, he did.
I thought he tried to.
Because they played Notre Dame the day that they were supposed to play us. But yeah, fair enough. Try. I mean, but regardless, like this stuff's happening, right? I mean, this is so. Not only does Dino know the local aspect of it, and I haven't even looked at what the local headlines say this morning. But
again,
yeah,
your pipeline, your media pipeline, is why I thought. No, it's what not thought. It's why you were the perfect hire to come here with Coach Mack in this transition from Xavier to Louisville.
Absolutely,
it's perfect.
Yeah,
actually, since everybody has so much fun at our expense, let me let y'all hear something real quick. Brian Hall, go get that sound that everybody seems to be making fun of Rummage and Maben about. Let's have a little fun with this.
It's not that I'm anti Dino Gaudio. I'm just not sold on him like the way everyone else is. Like Maben and Rubbish coming here screaming, Dino Gaudio, great hire. And I'm like, the guy's been doing low level. You know, he's not your top ESPN guy. I mean, he's like 8 or 9 down on the list, and he hasn't been coaching not by his choice. I mean, there's a reason he hadn't coached in 10 years. I mean, yes!
Cooper.
I mean, a guy hasn't coached for that long and he's a great hire. Like, he hasn't been coaching. I mean, am I missing something?
Now you're doing sports talk radio. Give out the phone number. Give out the text line. Do it.
I guess I don't do sports talk radio. Because I want y'all to process what that sounds like in my ears. Cooper, I like Cooper.
I do like Cooper.
They're in there hyping Cooper up. I just heard Cooper say, he's like 8th or 9th on the ESPN depth chart. You know how stupid that sounds to me, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Cooper's not a stupid person.
No. He's a good dude.
But in my ears,
yeah,
that sounds stupid. That's like saying, oh, he's like the 6th or 7th best player on the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you view a guy that's 8th or 9th on the ESPN depth chart, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
For starters, number two.
I was gonna say, because do you want to go? Are you gonna go to?
Let's stay here for a little bit.
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted to go within the last 60 days. What I've heard about.
I'm listening
about this crappy hire, Dino Gaudio.
Have at it, please.
Because when Dino Gaudio was let go, all I heard around the media was,
I mean, he's responsible for half the recruiting class. I mean, he brought in 2 or 3 of the Super Six. I mean,
you're laughing about Dino Gaudio not being a good hire. Dino Gaudio brought you Bobby Pettiford, delivered you Bobby Pettiford, who's now the Kansas point guard, right? Dino Gaudio got you Josh Nickleberry, who coming out could have gone to pretty much anywhere in a lot of places. Dino Gaudio had what's my man's name? Ole Miss now?
Eric Vanderheiden,
who instantly signed with Ole Miss. Instantly. You don't think that's a coach and an assistant coach that's getting his doing his thing? Are you going back to look at some of the people he's responsible for in the other year? Because already, just with the three names, would you want an assistant coach that brought in those Ellis. Three guys? Dino Gaudio is responsible for L. Ellis coming to the University of Louisville. Does that sound like a 10 years at ESPN disqualifies you from being able to be a good assistant coach? Are you right. Stupid?
Assistant coach. Keep in mind.
Again, in my brain, again, this is not personal. In my brain, just L. Ellis, Bobby Pettiford, L. Ellis, Bobby Pettiford, and, geez, I'm forgetting his name. Josh Nickleberry, sorry. Vanderheiden, I always do that. But, okay, and Dino, if it was true that Dino Gaudio is the reason Coach Mack knew what was going on at ESPN to fire back at Kentucky, those four names and knowing what's going on at ESPN, that was worth a 3-year assistant coaching contract alone, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
So, could you imagine if all of a sudden Kenny Payne was the coach at Louisville and he hired Wade Houston to be an assistant coach? You imagine how stupid somebody would sound to me if somebody said, I mean, Wade Houston hasn't been coaching in 15 years. I don't think he can do that. Son, and I do mean this now. Son, you don't know Jack. You don't know jack squat about what it takes on a sideline to coach. How many different kind of brains and perspective. You think a guy who worked at that makes you less qualified? I've been in coaching for. You know how much film and basketball, mm-hmm. how many trends you watch when you're the number 8 ESPN analyst in the country? Like you understand how my brain is like jumbled and I'm like, okay, whatever part about that is funny and whatever part got Andy so excited about, yeah, that's hot take, that's sports talk radio. That was my realization moment that we don't do sports talk radio, Steve.
I think we've said that all along.
Maybe that just drove the point home.
Yeah.
Back to Dino Gaudio.
Yeah.
Detail. Do you want to go into the detail part of it? Or, you know, actually, I'll tell you what. We'll reset it. Actually, let's take this call first.
Dana,
thanks for joining us on 93.9. Start us off right.
Guys, what's going on? I'm going to start this out with a little bit of a metaphor. You can't blackmail me for jaywalking when I'm already staring down the barrel of murder charges.
That's a good point.
I'm sorry. This is the most ridiculous. Blackmail, by definition, I think we can all agree, is a bullying tactic, right?
Mm, for sure.
So you're going to try to leverage us trying to you knew the university is trying to clean up its image from what's gone on in the last 5, 6, 7 years. And you try to leverage that into your own little nest egg. What you didn't realize is the charges that you're actually trying to leverage pale in comparison to what the university is already facing to begin with. What made you think they were going to just say, okay, we'll give you your money? I'm sorry, this was about the dumbest tactic I have ever seen in my entire life. And I'm generally a very optimistic person, but the cynicism in me is saying whatever he gets, he deserves. And I hardly ever say that. God bless the man. God bless whatever he's going through. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and take that from there. You guys always great show. Love you both. Have a good one.
Listen, I do appreciate that call, but again, I don't want this to get spun into he's always been a bad guy. I want to let you know that I realized the toxicity and the bully nature around the program, around the University of Louisville, outside of the University of Louisville, is what empowered him to feel like that was a good decision.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say one more thing about the culture is I see a lot of people talking about this too. I don't really mind the Matt Jones KSR thing kind of,
right?
Because let me be honest with you, because I see a lot of people kind of, I'm just kind of addressing this from the fan base aspect. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people get upset when, like, you know, the Louisville people may know something. And when I'm saying the Louisville people, I'm talking like, you know, us or Jody and, you know, God, there's Blankenbaker, you know, right. The people, Ennis. And it's like, we do still have the interest of the university, right? He don't. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's why that comes out recklessly at times. All right. So that I would say, watch for that. What I do, however, have a problem with. Stop wearing the U of L badge. if you're, how do I want to say this? I do have the problem with the people that run around wearing the U of L badge and do everything under the sun to tear it down.
Let's go deeper in that after this break. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 DeVille.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we went into commercial break with that tease, Steve kind of threw it out there. It's a little bit of a smoke bomb, but not really. Steve gets agitated. I get agitated. I know sometimes I can get a little overprotective of the program. And again, I feel like my overprotection is reactionary. I'll just address this now. I got a little agitated with one of our co-hosts, a former player, one Perrin Johnson yesterday, right? Perrin Johnson had a tweet that caught my attention. Said something to the effect of UK and UNC, this doesn't happen because basically everybody's, you know, rowing in the same direction. And I was just reading that, and then I started reading down Perrin's timeline. And I just saw it retweeted, you know, every article that was, you know, kind of going at Louisville, he was retweeting it, he's commenting. Then I'm going to tell you what the one that got under my skin. And just like I said, this was just one that hit me a little like, ouch. Perrin put a gif up of some people shaking their heads and, you know, being disappointed. Perrin put how Noah Locke's parents are feeling right now. Which is cute. But I'm saying, I immediately thought, you think there's a former North Carolina player that would tweet that out about his team? During a time where a coach was getting extorted, it agitated me because I know Perrin can call Coach Mack. Coach Mack gave us all his number, opened his home to us, all that good stuff. This is not a time to be cute and snark. I mean, again, no big deal to somebody else, but former player and me, Marcus Maben, says that's not cool. You know, when I see people who have been a part of the University of Louisville program who understand something like the level of a violation, and because they're in a predatory mode, a toxic culture mode, they grab onto these things and for their own agendas, you know, they may exaggerate it, they may turn it. I don't like that. I think it's culturally the opposite of what we were all taught to do. It took me back to times where people had, you know, people who were part of the program, not the people that didn't think Coach Pitino was a good coach, people that originally thought they got skipped over for their opportunities to get involved with the program because of Coach Pitino. These are the kind of things that strike me because I'm like, this is why these coaches get so protective. This is why they start, they're less apt to open up, to be open to everybody, to, you know, to welcome themselves. Like, again, this applies to players. Mm-hmm. This applies to former Louisville employees, fundraisers, boosters, you know, business partners. It's everything that surrounds a program. If you don't get what you like about the program, you know, and then you say, okay, I'm going to be a hindrance to this program in any way I can, through my voice, through my platform, through my donate. If I can be a hindrance until I get my, you know, benefit from the University of Louisville, that's predatory. That's a toxic culture. And those things make me sad more than angry. You know what I'm saying? So that's a one thing aside from everything else that's going on.
No, I totally agree. I mean when I see former player, I mean, just immediately go to
the most extreme damaging.
Yeah. Are we sure? Well, let's look into did did Dino know? Well, Dino in the state of Kentucky, Dino doesn't have to know.
Right.
And Mark Blankenbaker, I mean, he said it on the air this morning, so I guess we can, I guess it's cool to say, but I mean, he said that the way he was told it went down was the Dino's immediate reaction. Dino left the room, said, I'm going to get my contract. And Coach Mack said, hey, man, this ain't going right.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to record this because he's about to do something crazy. And that's how it went down. Dino don't have to know he's being recorded in the state of Kentucky. So, I mean, you know, but it's like just the immediate to like, oh, okay, well.
Could you try again?
Yeah. sorry, I hit my phone, my Apple Watch. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, so wait a minute, your immediate reaction was to, okay, I haven't saw that angle pulled open yet. Oh, okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
yeah, again.
Well, what are we doing here? That, I mean.
That's, to me, that's still an agitation fact. That's like an agitator more than the overwhelming problem. But again, like I know we're kind of at the top, but I'm going to be long-winded on some of this stuff, so it might just run over into the second hour. I mean, we're still going to break at the top of the hour, but you understand what I'm saying.
But I think that your what you're saying, though, is the bigger picture is it's like,
I'm mad at the people who let that take place.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like you feel so free to, oh, well, there is a crowd here that I can jump into. And you know what I'm saying? That mm-hmm. that it, you know, hey, if I'm upset with Louisville, well, I know where I can go. I'll pull in the,
yep, you know, I'll pull it's in like dis, you know, disgruntled or pulling against, you know, pulling opposite direction of what your program is pulling in.
Yeah.
So again, there's that. Like, there's not too deep of a road I want to go down there because that's more of a personal, emotional. Why would you do that agitating thing? I kind of still want to stick to the foundation of where we're at right now as far as a university.
No, I agree. And I mean, I don't want to like harp on that too much, but it is agitating, but it is also a, like, there is a camaraderie.
You're right.
I feel like that there is an unwritten, I know that's a kind of a conversation that's going on right now in baseball, but there it is kind of an unwritten rule. Like, dude.
Right. What are we doing here?
Like, come on, man.
Okay.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times that's people that I mean, I like, you know, so. Yep.
And again, getting back to the Dino Gaudio part of the conversation, you kind of opened the show answering where you were as far as your opinion about him. Again, I said when it was big picture, I said the toxic influence around the outside of the program, to me, in my opinion, made him feel empowered. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. Steve, do you remember when you and I, Drew said it, everybody said it. We don't have a lot of leaks coming out of the basketball. We don't know a lot because we don't know the coach. And he's kind of, you know, he's too transparent and there's no secrets to find out. And you remember the time that made us most uncomfortable around this basketball program? Is when Dino Gaudio would go on with Bob Valvano.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Nikki and Bob have a relationship, a previous relationship. I hate it for them. I hate it for them. I've been in their position 1,000 times.
Talking to Nick even during the break a little bit, just the position, it's a crappy position.
Right. I hate it for them.
Yeah.
But
totally.
But let's talk about it. The show. When Dino would go on the show with Bob Valvano,
mm-hmm.
you and I would ride in the car. We would be excited to call each other about the things we learned. But after the moment we finished talking
every
about
time,
the things we learned.
We said it on air before. I mean,
I'm just making sure. We would say, he's telling a little too much, ain't he?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We would literally say, I mean, did you think Coach Mack approved him for, you know, approved him to do that?
Yeah.
And even back then, I was thinking, okay, so Coach Mack has to know there are some things I'm just better off not even saying to him.
Yeah.
If he gets that loose on with Bob Valvano. And listen, I gave him the pass because they got a previous relationship. They got a work relationship, all that stuff.
For years, yeah.
Yeah, it just made me uncomfortable from the perspective of, you know, you're telling, and it really hit the peak moment when we said, he can't be telling, he's not allowed to tell Aiden's health issues in detail, like that.
Being sick.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I don't remember if he said one guy had mono and
Aiden.
Right. And Charles Midland had this and that. And, you know, he was just so freely. And I'm like, I said it. Coach, you can't do that. Because you know what? You know what that turns into? Mm-hmm. Louisville coach violates laws, HIPAA laws. You know, like, if somebody wanted to turn, if somebody locally outside of the program wanted to say, Louisville's being investigated for violating rights of players.
Yeah.
That would have been a story. And guess what, Steve? You know what? It'll be the exact same way covered. Oh, my God. Louisville's at it again. What you heard people admit, you know, talking about those things was a violation on air.
Yeah.
Not an NCAA violation. But again, if Aiden got mad about that and said, I believe some of my rights were violated. The headline says Louisville violates rights of players.
Yeah.
Okay. We were uncomfortable with that, right? I would say at the time, I would think Coach Mack would say, hey, we need to skirt some of that, you know, some of that openness, you know? So this is all this is building up
right
to exactly what I'm, like I said, the first 15 minutes is probably gonna be my biggest picture of how everybody should process this thing. We're going to go ahead and play this one out. But listen, you tell a friend, tell a friend. My dismount or headed towards the dismount of the Dino Guardia situation, how you should feel, what you should take away from this entire situation is coming up in the first 15 of the next hour. Commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.